And war in just a moment. Then at 3, it's Moneybox Live. Here's Vincent Duggleby.
The main problem for first-time home buyers is saving a big enough deposit to get the best mortgage deals. And those hoping to remortgage may find themselves caught by loan-to-value rules if they want to switch. Then there's a question of whether to choose a fixed or variable loan, a tracker or an offset. Difficult calculations to make without professional help, which is available on this afternoon's Moneybox Live. 03700 100 444 is the number to call. The lines are open now. The programme starts after the 3 o'clock news. 03700 100 444.
Thanks, Vincent. First on BBC Radio 4, Krimov's story continues as life and fate returns to the heart of Stalingrad.
Life and Fate by Vasily Grossman. Dramatised for radio by Jonathan Myerson and Mike Walker. Building 6.1. Those who were still alive. Stalingrad, late October 1942.
I was known as Vasya. I was in the engineers' third company. The buildings, all sorts and all smashed up. First by the air raids, then the artillery, the tanks, and then we fought over them. Holes everywhere in walls and floors and roofs, whatever was left standing, you hid behind, you slept in cellars. And there were the tunnels. And some wee dogs, some were the sewers. There was a lot of fighting in the sewers. We fought for each house. Didn't matter whether the house was cut off or not, you just fought for it. You just fought.
Have you brought us then, old man?
The less of the old man, if you don't mind.
Here, love, give me that.
That's it.
Right, off you get. Who's this?
Sent us our very own fancy new radio operator. Say hello. Miss Katya.
Sir!
Vasya, a radio.
Hello, love.
Battalion HQ said you ought to.
To send a daily report, Comrade Captain.
Yeah, I send my reports to the Fritzes.
They don't like them much neither.
Sorry?
Do we look like we've got time to write essays each night?
Heard them talking about back at HQ something about Paris.
What?
You're not making many friends back there.
My name's...
Are you sure they didn't say partisan?
Paris.
They want us to go to Paris. I wouldn't mind.
The 1871 commune, Comrade Captain.
Everyone else calls me the manager.
Sorry?
Welcome to building 6.1. Four floors of fun and games. Neighbours are mostly German on that side, that side, that side, and that side. That's all four sides, but it's home. We've got a mortar crew across there, artillery observers up there, floor above. Do you like it? Yeah, we decided it was much more convenient to blast a hole through the ceiling. You know, you don't have to shout up the stairs that way. Well, actually, our neighbours blasted the hole for us. They're ever so obliging like that. They also did the holes in the walls, the rockery over there. They've yet to touch the cellar.
Comrade Captain.
Manager.
So
it's a building, isn't it? I'm supposed to look after it, aren't I?
And that makes him the building manager. I'm Lyarkov, by the way, with the sappers, but you can call me...
Is that an order, comrade?
What? Just, you do what you want. Come on. Sit down over here.
There.
Here.
Next to you, comrade captain.
There you go again.
I'll tell the new lads where to get settled, shall I? Come on, Vasya.
We need new gunner in the double doors, one up above in the OP. Come on, sit down. How old are you?
18, comrade manager.
Manager will do.
I don't...
Moscow?
Don't. Yeah.
Tell me what you know.
Sorry?
Machine gun.
Each pound magazine takes 47 rounds. Range 800 metres.
Calibre?
54 mil.
This pistol?
A belter. 8 rounds. Captured. Don't know the calibre. Hard to aim, someone told me.
Those great coats.
What?
Piled over there, those coats.
Oh.
26 empty coats. So far. Sorry about the smell.
I hadn't... Yeah, shall I go now?
Nowhere to go, my little chaffinch.
Oh.
Comrade manager. Are you telling me they brought bastard rations? They brought bastard bullets, but nothing for my mortars.
Language, my good man. We have a young lady among us.
Yeah, right. Yes. Mortar rounds.
Speak to Vasya. He's our Marco Polo.
Oh, yeah. You know him. Gets his extra soup. Doesn't give a bumhole for us.
A Germans, we heard later, they called it Rattenkrieg, rat war.
Right, who wants to go out there bugger up the Fritz's dreams again? I'm looking for eager volunteers.
No, we were like
Vasily
rats. Skirting around, planting mines. That was our job, sneaking forward and blowing things up. We used to sneak out most nights, just chuck bricks or fire something off, keep the Germans on edge, you know? Make sure they didn't get any sleep. Get them to waste some more ammunition, just frazzle their nerves.
Stop. I know. Other side of this embankment. You can see it. Low as a snake, my boy.
I know.
Sausages? I've got four. Give me one. See there? My laundry lady lives there.
In that?
Nice little hole. Right, come on.
Fritzies.
One, two, three. Don't shoot!
They're gone. No one, hearing us. Let them think it was a mortar. Now get the brakes block. I'll do the papers. Phenox! The lights, there! Wait, we're done. Let the Tommy gun. Stomach or feet. Right, chair. You ready? One, two, three. Let's go! Yes!
You all there? All five limbs?
Yes.
Let's see those binocs.
Shouldn't we keep going?
Well, that's what they'll think. Right now, they're waiting for us to start crawling across there. Give me that can.
I just give them 10. Let them get bored. Now give me those binocs.
Lights, Kriegsmarine 750s. Look, the rangefinder here across the right lens.
Workmanship.
Petrikov will be pleased.
Nah, he's not getting them.
But they need them.
I thought I might head off to see my laundry lady.
What, now?
Yeah, she's got a boy. That's who this watch is for. And what's that say, Professor?
Phoenix. And that's Luftwaffe.
Bloody German stole it off his own. What a scrote.
Look, shall we go?
Now what's the rush?
Count of three.
Oh. Right. One. Two. Three!
I stared at grey skies up high, with no beliefs to inspire me, no one to weep for, live for, or die. Then came a moment of rebirth. I looked up, and you were there again. An ephemeral mirage, the ideal of all that's prized among men.
Oh, it's nice. Very nice.
It's Pushkin.
It's not a real thing, though, is it?
Like our new Tootsie with the radio turning a knob.
Scepter tits, Zubariev. Where's the tits?
You tit men. I give up.
It's about the whole package, dearest comrade Polyakov. The whole experience. You need a good pair of tits to hang on to.
Whole experience? You haven't even spoken to her.
Oh, everyone's been by for a little chat. Even old Fartface here.
Careful. Has she got what makes a woman? Straightforward question.
She's Greco's anyway. Yeah. Boss gets first dibs.
Why does that mean she's got to fall in love with him?
Love?
That's not what it's called. Not when I do it.
Oh, and the kingdom of the blind, boys. That's all it is. Yeah, well, that desperate, even Akatia looks all right.
Anyone want... I mean, I could read the next few verses.
Legs like a stork, no arse I can see. Eyes like a heifer. Don't get me started on the tits.
Big tits. An outmoded pre-revolutionary point of view. I'm surprised that you can't.
No, the trouble is, I'm picky.
I really like my girls small. Armenians. Little Jewish girls. Short hair, those flitty wide eyes, like they're saying, oh, don't look at me, but really want you to get a good look at every bit of them. Yeah, right up there.
We'll see how it works out in the end.
Yeah. Who gets their knees open?
Yeah.
The manager.
Yeah. It's not obvious. Oh. It's not bloody obvious at all.
What? What?
Hey, what about you, Professor?
Well, she seems very nice.
Well, you've got to have an opinion.
Well, maybe if he doesn't say anything, it's because he doesn't want to.
What about you up there, Bunchuk? Oi! Down here, I'm talking to you! Bunchuk!
As it happens, comrade, I'm trying to watch the enemy. You know, like I'm supposed to.
Yeah, what are they up to?
You want to see Zubariev climb up the bloody ladder that's right there?
Oh, come on, tell us!
All right. Funny you should ask, because there's a German officer going for a walk with his dog.
What breed?
I can report that the fascist canine is sitting behind a Soviet lamppost. It's a bitch. We have confirmation of the canine gender.
What breed?
The officer is now scratching himself. Right up his fascist anus. That is what's it?
Tautology.
What rank?
The whole lot more soldiers filling the space. I think it's that square down from the tram station.
Mm. By the State Bank.
I didn't notice before. There's a sort of platform set up in the middle. No, it's a sort of pile of wood.
Our city's a pile of wood.
No, they've stacked it up and...
What's happened?
Oh, bloody hell.
What?
There's a woman. They're dragging this woman in some sort of night dress. They're marching her in and she's screaming and fighting.
What?
They've got her up against the post, by the pile, on the pile. They're tying her to this post. She's screaming.
No, that's not right.
Her mouth, I can see her mouth opening.
What's happening?
Oh, God. There's a little boy with her. Oh. They're tying him up and up and all the shit in her left hand.
What is going on?
Oh, shit.
Oh, God. Report.
Oh, they've got these... There's two fritzies with cans. They've been shaking the liquid out all over the wood, the piled up place.
Okay, we have to... Polyakov! Get your bloody map out! Give me some coordinates!
But there's litter! It's gone off!
Polyakov!
I'm doing it!
Come on, man!
The place is full of smoke. The people are just standing around watching.
Interior HQ.
You can see them.
This is building 6.1. This is building 6.1.
Captain!
Coordinates! Come on! I need immediate barrage. It's 6.1. Yes, immediate.
17 north! 35
8
east!
Right, 17 minutes north. No, 17! No time to range it, just fire.
I can see her face. She's wriggling. She's trying to bend down to a boy. The smoke. The Germans are all just standing around watching. They're just watching us.
Come on.
Report.
State Bank Square has been subjected to artillery bombardment.
Report results.
Significant damage. Casualties uncertain. Comrades.
All right. It's done.
Oh, God.
Everyone back to positions. Come on, boy.
You do the radio, do you?
This is my radio.
That?
Here, this.
It's nice. New?
A new amateur was fitted at Battalion HQ.
They sent you up here?
That's right, yeah, they sent me up.
Don't... You know, don't...
What?
Vasya says the telephone cable is still live.
I know.
So why did they...
Don't what?
What?
You said don't and then didn't say what I shouldn't.
Just don't listen to them too much.
The men?
Yeah, they're, well, they talk about you.
I'll keep... It'll be all right.
It's saw the general.
He was very nice. He asked me if I wanted to dance.
To dance?
He had a gramophone.
Oh, I see.
I didn't.
What?
Dance with him. He was drunk. He was scared, I think.
Aren't you?
I always... You know, when I was growing up, I always believed I was fated to be unhappy.
Why would anyone think that?
I used to see people coming out of restaurants, just some cheap place, and they look like fabulous beings from somewhere else.
They're just the same as anyone.
My mum earns $400 a month. You pay income tax, cultural tax, and state loan. It doesn't leave much. You buy your milk at the state shop.
You queue for...
Save 6 rubles, queues don't matter.
Well, did your father not... I mean...
I was about 10, 11, and I was searching in a cupboard, and I found a photograph of him. Didn't tell my mother, I just left it there, and I used to go and look at it after I got back from school.
What was he like?
He had these eyes. Really sad and really dark.
Where was he? I mean, what...
And on the back, there was this thing written. I am of the tribe of Azra. When we love, we die in silence.
That's...
Someone told me it's from a poem.
By Heine.
I don't mind it's German. It's a lovely poem.
Where is he, your dad?
It wasn't till I joined up, came home in my uniform, Mum told me. He was arrested in 37.
Mine too.
You really like poetry?
The others, when they tell me to read to them, they call me Professor.
Is it yours, the book?
No, it's my mother's. She wanted me to, you know, it's just the one we studied at school.
So we did Nekrasov.
No, he's great.
Do you think?
He's amazing.
You're having me on.
Oh, no. I mean, he's not very good, is he?
He's terrible.
Yeah. ladies present, Vasily Terentyevich.
Don't bloody bugger in care.
Well, what's got your goat?
You knew about it?
What?
My laundry lady, her goat.
She's got a goat.
Any bloody more, she hasn't. Bloody great hole in the ground now.
No, a little boy.
Goat, boy, woman. Looks like a one-tonner. Bang on top.
That's...
My trousers!
What?
Well, she had my spare pair of trousers and a shirt. Blown to smithereens. I mean, what did I do?
Vasya!
My trousers!
Oh, and the watch you gave him?
No. Kept that in the end. Luckily. Nice, isn't it?
What about the...
What, love?
Did you find out about the women? In the square, the fire and...
Ah, gypos, apparently. Germans reckon she and her boy were spying.
But did they...
What, love?
Did the artillery manage to... Like, before the fire?
Yeah, I don't know. Doesn't make much difference in the end, does it?
I think it does.
Here. Forgot. Got you this. Was crawling around where my trousers should have been. I don't know why I picked up the little bugger.
He's so...
Careful, he's scared.
All he's known is noise and fire.
And hunger.
Here, lick my finger. That's it. Oh, that's it, kitty cat.
German attack repelled at noon today.
German attack repelled at noon today.
German infantry successfully dug in a short distance along buildings west flank.
German infantry has successfully dug in a short distance along buildings
Everything
west
indicates
flank.
A major offensive against tractor factory.
Everything indicates a major offensive against tractor factory.
Telephone link severed, not possible to send a lineman.
Telephone link severed, not possible to send a lineman.
Have instructed Sergeant Major to blast new communication tunnel.
Sergeant Major to blast a new communication
tunnel. Have released 3 sticks of dynamite for the purpose.
Have released 3 sticks of dynamite for the purpose.
Have farted several times today, nearly followed through.
Comrade!
What? Well, honestly, do they really need to know everything we're doing?
Sorry, battalion. Transmission complete. Awaiting reply.
How's that kitten getting on? Getting his strength up?
Don't think so. Look.
Miserable beast.
That's not fair. He's been scared.
Do you know, when we were on the step, months back, there I was, something suddenly hit me, middle of my back. Do you know what it was?
No.
A rabbit. Stayed with me all evening. Then it hopped off. Doesn't know the difference between a mortar and a 108 and a recon plane. Even you can do that.
What?
Even you can do that! Waste of life!
This village where we were stationed,
yeah?
There was this mongrel.
What?
A mongrel?
Oh, yeah.
Our planes flew over. He just lay there, all calm, head on his paws. Placed under a truck and never got it wrong.
You've changed.
Have I?
I remember timid little Katya arriving here a week ago.
You want to take the credit?
How could I?
And it's 9 days. Yes, receiving. Go ahead, comrade. Battalion will send ammunition tomorrow.
Always tomorrow.
Building to be held. Reinforcements as soon as possible.
Meaning never.
HQ requires a detailed report to be made each day. 12 noon precisely, right, without... Ow! What?
Oh, dear. Looks like a mortar fragment just put the wireless set out of action.
Comrade!
It's a bugger when that happens.
Battalion HQ, daily report.
Sorry, Katya. Let me see your hand.
My wireless set.
Contact will be re-established when the building manager has the time to be told things he already knows.
What am I going to do now? I'm only here to...
Now what are they doing?
I'm just talking the odds of it. Somewhere in some galaxy, there's got to be another Soviet state.
But that implies that there are also capitalist states, bourgeois dictatorships on other planets.
All in decline, obviously.
Well, all my reading tells me that this is the first, a genuine discovery here on Earth.
There is Soviet power in other galaxies. It's inevitable.
Not a bad spot for you up here. You and your kitten.
Maybe I should check the radio.
If I'd met you before the war, I'd have made you my wife.
I'll just go down and check for...
HQ sent a message. General wanted us to send someone back, make a full report to division. I chose your new friend, Siriosha.
What?
Yeah, he's off for 2 days of hot kasha, beetroot, maybe even a bit of calf's foot jelly.
I see.
So I could, I could pop up and see you up here.
Oi! Grazie! Don't get too comfortable. Building manager's looking for you.
I just bloody got back.
He wants you behind German lines again.
I'm coming!
Do
you have to sing?
Got to show them life's still got grace and charm. Don't care about how many bombs they drop on us.
No, you're crazy, you know that?
All opera is crazy.
What's that mean?
Helps with...
Yeah, whatever, cures.
Cures? Yeah, maybe. Cures ailments, yeah. Illnesses, Ausschlag, yeah. Of the foot.
Yeah, well, look at my corpse, hasn't done a thing.
Oh, that is nasty.
Yeah, it's a German medicine. It's bloody useless.
Applied twice a day to all infected areas.
Yes, right, yeah. I took a slug twice a day.
No, apply, paint, rub it on. The outside.
Well, drinking it does the same thing, though, right?
Hasn't, has it?
Yeah, because it's bloody German, that's why. I'm going to kill them bloody Germans next time they come over that wall, yeah? Bloody kill them.
Yeah, that's right. If you wanted a flat, nothing fancy, just enough for you and the wife, you had to bribe the quartermaster. 2 captains and a major.
That's terrible.
A general in our regiment. He started as a first lieutenant. Wrote a letter denouncing the captain. He gets promoted, writes another letter. That gets rid of the major. 3 years, 4 more letters later, he's a general. Because he can write letters.
You're married?
Yeah, let's not talk about that.
You said a flat for you and the wife.
Seriosha! The young professor returns.
There's an officer present, Polyakov.
Yeah, I never thought I'd see you again in this world.
This is Battalion Commissar Krimov.
It's you I've been waiting for.
It's only been 4 days.
How old are you, soldier?
61. Hey.
Oh! What a potato cake.
Regular army?
Workers' militia. You know that factory, hey? You just came through. That was my gaffe.
Where's your commander?
He's upstairs.
Yeah, good. The potato cakes?
I'll find him. You do whatever you should be doing.
Comrade Commissar,
a lad as I were there.
Thank you.
Comrades! So, building 6.1 is holding out. 6.1 has not yielded to the fascists. All over the world, millions of people are reading about you and rejoicing.
Has anyone written about Polyakov potato cake?
I don't think so.
Have they opened a second front yet?
Not yet.
But 3 days ago, our own heavy artillery, East Bank buggers, opened up on us. And the manager was knocked off his feet. And he says, there it is, boys. There's the second front for you.
Where's your commander?
There, by the shutters. With the binoculars.
Comrade Captain. Comrade. I am Battalion Commissar Krimov.
Welcome to our hut, Comrade Commissar. I'm Ivan Ivanovich Grekov, currently employed here as building manager. How's your trip? You like our new tunnel? And Sifarov gets down there with his dynamite, he can get a bit carried away. Lieutenant, you said hello to our new commissar.
Comrade.
Lovely fella. Used to build houses, now he just loves blowing them up. Explains a lot. Would you like to be relieved, comrade? We'd like some cigarettes, and of course mortar shells, grenades, and only if you can spare it some vodka. I know we'd like something to eat. We're a bit sick of rotten potatoes, foul water.
The General genuinely admires what you're doing here. It's remarkable how you've held this position.
Just doesn't like how we're doing it.
You need to log your operations.
No point in writing it all down, even if I had any paper.
You currently fall under the command of the 176th.
Very probably, Comrade Battalion Commissar, except when the Germans cut off this entire street, I gathered these men together. I assembled these weapons, some of ours, some of theirs. I repelled enemy attacks twice daily. I destroyed 8 German tanks. And you know, during all that time, I wasn't under any command at all.
Where's that radio operator we sent you?
Oh, yeah, turned out to be a German spy. Tried to recruit me to the Thousand-Year Reich. Saw right through her. Raped her first, then had her shot. With a rusty bullet. Isn't that the sort of answer you want? Come on, surely I'm heading for a penal battalion anyway, isn't it? Isn't that your plan?
I am not here. I have been in command of a surrounded unit myself. My orders were that if necessary, I was to demote you and take command myself. Please don't make that a necessity.
It's gone quiet. Fritz is finally calming down. Or he's planning something.
Reading that?
Trying. Not as good as Dickens.
Dickens?
What about Zola? Do you like him? Germinal?
Not much. I'm going in with the infantry.
They're tunnelling right underneath us.
Can you hear them?
Feels like it. I mean, they're so close. It feels like they must be right here.
Sodding lice. Oh, sorry.
Stop. You're making me.
You can't do things. You bury your clothes overnight, leave a piece sticking out, they'll all climb onto it.
How am I going to do that?
Or is he after you? Well, he's an amazing man.
I've never heard anyone talk about, you know, what happened, the arrest, their camps.
I'm going in with the infantry.
He must know they'll arrest anyone.
I'm going in with the infantry tonight. We've got to clear the Germans out of that shack next door.
Your mortar crew.
Grekov's ordered me.
That's not fair. It's like Tribe of Azra.
Well, why are you still here anyway? Your radio smash should have sent you back to the East Bank.
Well, at least we get to talk. Most days.
Where's the kitten?
Over there.
Where?
When the wall came down, it crushed his back legs. It was crawling over here. He died in silence.
The others, they look at us and laugh.
So?
I'm a soldier.
First time I saw you, you were reading poetry. I thought, what a twit.
Thanks.
Then you went off to division for almost a week and I didn't know if you were alive.
I didn't know what... I thought if any man tries to get you to...
And then when you got back, you walked straight past me. Didn't even say hello.
Batrikov was watching.
Definitely a twit, I thought.
Ah, bloody lice.
You'll be careful, won't you?
That's very good.
Don't sit over there, Comrade Commissar. Come, join us.
Come on, then.
Eat.
Put yourself there.
Comrade, let me ask you. You don't need anyone to teach you about fighting. The spirit of the revolution is alive here. You know what you're fighting for, and I envy you. Yeah. It's what we felt when we fought for the revolution. We were making this country, and so are you right here. So why do you think my superiors decided to send me to you? What have I come here for?
A bowl of soup?
Comrade, please, can we be serious?
Sorry, go on.
The party. The party sent me to you.
Why is that?
Everyone applauds what you're doing here. And then when I arrive, there is such dignity here. You're all together.
Yeah.
Equal, that's good.
Well, I decided there really wasn't room for an officer's mess.
I don't mean that. I mean, you're all working men here. Whether you're shooting the enemy, or digging, or peeling potatoes, you're working together to make a new world.
Yeah. Be lucky to see it.
That's probably true. And that's what makes it all the more miraculous. It's like it was in Lenin's day.
Ah, Lenin. I knew he'd be back.
You all believe good will triumph. That's all I mean. Regardless of the cost, the personal cost. And that's what the party is for. To carry on your work. Bring it value. That's what it means. That's what it's always meant for me.
You know, listen, there's something I've been wanting to ask the party for years now.
Please come in.
All right. Now, I've heard, right, everyone, you know, under communism, everyone gets according to his needs.
That's right.
Yeah, well, won't everyone just end up getting pissed all day? You know?
That's...
No, if they receive according to their needs, right from breakfast onwards...
You're misunderstanding.
Right through to supper time. I mean, I just don't get it.
Under communism, man will aspire to higher qualities.
What about the collective farms? Can we get rid of them after the war?
I can explain that.
Excellent. We can have a lecture about the famine.
I have not come here to give lectures.
Oh?
You really shouldn't... Certain unacceptable partisan attitudes, they seem to have taken root in this building.
So, a lecture about partisan...
Not lectures, not soup. I am here to give you a taste of real Bolshevism.
Yum, yum. Let's tuck in.
What do you want, comrade?
We need to eat.
Come on. We'll be sharing this soup with Fritzy if he gets any closer.
Division says they're building up reserves. Tanks, heavy artillery.
We're going to have a look, Vanya?
Maybe we'll save our ammunition.
Who's that?
It's me.
You scared me.
I've got to tell you something.
What?
I'm sorry, it's important. I've never read German at all.
I know.
Oh. I can't see you.
I'm here.
Where? Oh, I've got you.
Here. Come here. Have a bit of coke.
Thanks. Your hand. I'm not squeezing it too hard.
No.
Not sure how I haven't before. Your eyes are closed.
Of course.
Can I...
What?
This is it. This is the real thing, isn't it?
I'm worried someone might come over.
No, they won't.
Till now, I was so pleased when anyone, Polyakov, Zubarev, any of them came up to talk.
Grekov?
No.
Suddenly, you look different.
It's a flare, it's green, you know.
No, I don't mean that. It's
like this sudden moment I get to see you for half a second.
Your hair, it's like a boy's.
It's all right. No, you know, we don't need to be afraid.
It's not. I was just thinking about my mother.
Wait, do you miss her?
Until you came along.
Really?
Hold me. Hold me till we fall asleep.
How's that?
Yeah.
You all right now?
You?
Yeah. You?
Yeah.
Who's that?
Commissar Kremov.
Pull up a brick. We're very informal here.
Can we talk seriously? What do you want?
Freedom. Got any of that in your rucksack?
Seriously.
Freedom is all I'm fighting for.
We all want freedom.
Oh, you really think that? Your people really want me, Polyakov, Vasya, to have real freedom.
You are letting your men make false political statements.
They're entitled to their opinions.
They look to you for a lead.
The people hate the farms. You know that. Why make such a fuss?
So you reckon you can change the course of history?
And you reckon you can put everything back the way it was before?
If you push this too far, I will have to write a report. You know how that ends. Now, we can sort this out between us, if you're willing.
The compassionate to Commissar.
Ukraine, last summer. My battalion was surrounded. I led the men out. One casualty. And as soon as I got back, I was interrogated. I understand what you're angry about.
You know, I'm not scared of flamethrowers, shrapnel, slow death. There's only one thing I'm scared of.
Tell me.
It's written in crimson letters over the Moscow sky. This terrible, terrifying state of ours.
You're right, comrade. I've done things. I've never had any scruples about the enemies of the state. White guards, kulaks, conspirators, they had to go. Sometimes, I wonder about all these Germans we're told to kill. Now we're the army of vengeance. Some of them, many of them, they must be working men. What happened to class consciousness?
You're in such pain.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Suffering, comrade. You're suffering. Now, I've suffered too, but that's nothing. Just something personal, nothing for your report.
Don't force me to take action.
Really, comrade Commissar, I'm teasing you. I'm as good and loyal a Soviet citizen as you are.
Then help me. We can stamp out the anti-Soviet spirit that's taken hold here.
I resent your mistrust, you know.
You'll still get your chance for glory.
And look. Look over there.
What?
There. Those two. Look. They're asleep in each other's arms. Comrade radio operator and her boy.
In the corner.
Daphnis and Chloe. Romeo and Juliet, right here.
To sleep like that.
The way he's got his arm round her. Like he's afraid of losing her. Should have told me you were related to this boy.
It's not relevant, really. He's my ex-wife's family, her nephew.
But you care about them.
I sometimes feel like she's why I'm here.
I do want to help you.
Good. We'll talk again.
How about we get some sleep? Things are going to be different in the morning.
Postnikov! Here! Now! Vengrover, you two!
Who's got my cat? Who has bloody taken my cat?
I celebrate.
Building manager.
Yeah, no need for all that. That is. Hey, comrade. All right, Sharpotnikov. I'm sending you back to regimental HQ.
No, 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 no,
No. I've been once. Why not Lyarkov?
It's an order.
But I want to fight. I want to kill.
There'll be plenty of chances for them.
I want to stay here.
Let him, Comrade Manager, please.
That's all. Return to post.
Comrade!
And the radio operator can go with you. No point in her pissing around here with nothing to do. You can show her the way back through the tunnels.
Manager!
And after that...
Comrade?
Well, you'll have to... you'll have to sort it out for yourself.
Thank you, Comrade Captain.
I did you this. You know I hate paperwork. I've done one order. You'll have to say it's for the both of you. Is that all right?
Yes, it is.
Go on then, piss off quick. Just go on. Right, where is he? Commissar Krimov. Where are you?
He's over here.
What do you mean?
He's been hit.
Really?
Why?
You got a nasty one, comrade.
Where? Well, they've grazed you, Italian commissar, right down to the skull. Don't touch it. Don't touch it. You'll start it bleeding again.
All right. Whoa, steady now.
Head wound. It's going to need stitches.
Get me a bandage. There's no reason I can't.
All right. Let's get a medic over here. Get this bandaged.
Thank you.
Might have to evacuate you.
I'm staying here.
I'll get you bandaged. Take a decision.
I am staying here.
One thing at a time, Comrade Commissar.
Did you do this?
Yeah, sit down. Come on, let them bandage you up.
You do this.
That's right. I'm a German agent fighting from within.
Bandages, Comrade Manager.
Our commissar got a nasty head graze. A centimetre to the left, he'd have had three eyes.
You do this to me.
Bandage his head, stop the bleeding, then maybe bandage his mouth, stop the talking. Vasily Tarentyevich, where the hell are you?
Over here. Fine to get some sleep.
Right, I think we're going to need you to take someone back to HQ.
In and out like a fiddler's elbow, you people.
I was sent to restore discipline in this building.
Yeah, all respects, comrade. You can discipline a kitten.
Me and Polyakov done it before. We can carry him on our shoulders. Made this sling.
Through the tunnel?
Yeah, well, he's all right, Paulie.
Make a full report.
You do that. You write it all down.
I have...
Get him in that tunnel. Come on, let's go.
Watch your head, comrade.
Good luck. Right, comrade commissar, good luck.
Stinks down here.
What do you want, chandeliers?
Yeah.
That's right, comrade. That's it. Keep going. That's it. That's it. That's it.
No.
Sounds like they're announcing a big one.
Yeah. Now, what's new?
You want to watch those crossbeams, mate?
Yeah, very funny.
What's going on out there? It's not stopping.
German attack.
Now they're throwing everything at us.
Yeah, you can feel it. Coming down to the timbers.
Should we fight? Oh, should we back there? We should be giving it to them. Now Fishy's gonna flatten it, those bastards.
Oh, Germans.
He sent us back. Sent us away.
Just should fight, help me.
Hey, you want to go back and all, do you?
Fight!
Oh, bloody being done for disobeying orders. Come on! Comrade Battalion Commissar, Senior Staff Lecturer, and best ever Bolshevik. Off we go!
Come on.
Yes, sir, comrade, come on. Come on, comrade. Yes, come on, lad.
In Building 6.1, Grekov was played by Joseph Milson and Krimov by David Tennant. Seryozha was Freddie Fox, Katya, Katie Angelou, Vasya, Stephen Hogan, Lyakov, Karl Prekop, Polyakov, Peter Polikarpu, Batrakov, James Lely, Zubaryov, Gerard McDermott, and Bunchuk, Jonathan Forbes. Original music was composed by John Hardy with Rob Whitehead. Life and Fate, Building 6.1, was dramatised by Jonathan Myerson from the novel by Vasily Grossman. The director was John Panting, and the producer was Alison Hindle.
Life and Fate continues this evening in the labour camps of Siberia at 7:45. You can watch an interview with David Tennant about the production on the BBC Radio 4 website.